Thanks for tuning in to Cultivating Hearts Radio Ministry. We are continuing in Matthew 1, 18 through 25, Luke 2, 1 through 21. And we've been asking some questions like, who needs to hear these passages and what does this reveal to us about God? So I want to add the kids.
Your kids are me.
Introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Grant Rye, and I'm Tara's son, and I go to Liberty University.
I'm Christina Combs. I'm Grant's friend, and I go to Wayne State College.
I'm Adam Lesher. I'm a friend of the Ryes, and I just graduated from Miller North and am going to UNL in the fall.
Yay!
They're so cute.
They are cute. I love them. They're fun.
I love, oh, me too. I always get nervous if it's just you and me.
I do too. Actually, I do.
Not
too.
You, but.
You guys need to pray because I don't have Gracie University to fill the slots anymore.
That's
I
right.
don't want. What are we going to do in the fall?
We're going to just go
we
down the street.
Find some young people
say, please,
and say,
come
we want you. We want you to come and be on the radio and spontaneously respond to my questions on the spot that you have
That's
no
right.
idea what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well,
and so I ask the question.
We'll bring Nick in. We should warn him.
Well. We are going to have Grant and Christina read for us. We are at that spot, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. So Matthew 1, 18 through 25. The birth of Jesus Christ came about this way. After his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, it was discovered before they came together that she was pregnant by the Holy Spirit. So her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and not wanting to disgrace her publicly, decided to divorce her secretly. But after he had considered these things, an angel of the Lord suddenly appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because what has been conceived in her is by the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. Now all of this took place to fulfill what was spoken to the Lord through the prophet, See, the virgin will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and they will name him Emmanuel. Which is translated, God is with us. When Joseph got up from sleeping, he did as the Lord's angel had commanded him. He married her, but did not know her intimately until she gave birth to a son, and he named him Jesus.
And then Luke 2, 1 through 21. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration when Quirinus was governor of Syria. And all went to be registered, each to his own town. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased. When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying that had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured up all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as it had been told them. And at the end of the 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel, before he was conceived in the womb.
Thank you. May God honor the reading of his word. Okay, so we had ended our last show with asking questions. What do we learn about God in this passage? We had a couple shared. Wanted to see if anybody else wanted to add something that they learn about God from this passage.
Well, as they were reading it, you know, we hear a lot, do not be afraid. So God is always there assuring us it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know, trust me.
That's good. When I was, did anybody else have something? No?
I don't think so.
Yeah? You're good?
Yeah, you're good to go. Okay. Say what you're going to say.
Okay, all right. So when I looked at this passage, I literally will not read a passage where I do not ask this question. This is like how I process scripture. And I'm blown away by the things that God reveals to me. And one, the timing. I wrote down that God chose to send his son at this time, so it's the timing. But he chose to send him through humans. And knowing that as a human and to experience humanity in order to save humanity. And that, to me, tells me very much that God desires for it to be a relationship that is very intimate. Like, he does not want to be viewed. I think culturally, people in general view God as distant and that he is not interacting with us and that he is not engaged with humanity. And God said, okay, well, it's at its worst. And you think this political figure is what you need. Let me show you. I'm going to send a baby and I'm going to put him in a feeding trough. Now, what you guys don't know is, Grant, do you remember what the feeding trough looked like in Israel?
Yeah, it's just like this stone slab that just kind of has this like little indention carved out of it. It's not like the wooden like box-like thing or stand that you see in like imagery and depictions. It's like literally just this stone that they kind of carved the center out of.
And that's what they fill with water. And it's a nice, smooth space for... It's actually a good place for a cradle to lay some, you know, I could see why they chose to use that where they were located. But he chose to be very involved. He did not have to be in humanity, but he chose. And that just shows me how intimate God wants to be with us. The next thing I the fact that God overshadowed Mary, that when he blessed her with Christ, he just overshadowed her. And just somehow that's such a beautiful picture of, I just visualize, you know, maybe standing in the shade of a tree, and you think in the extreme heat, how, I know, and for example, when we were in Israel, we were actually told by a tour guide that it could decrease the temperature by 10 to 20 degrees. And when you're talking in that extreme heat, to get under a shade, it's incredible. And then there, something happens with the moisture from the leaves and the way they move. It's almost like its own like cooling system under a tree. And think of God and his overshadowing. He knew what was going to be happening with Mary, but he so loved Mary that he says, you know, I know they're going to question your integrity. I know they're going to question your character. So what I've done is I have told a political figure that for the very first time in history, I'm going to have him do a census in this region, in Bethlehem, because that's where Joseph is from. So that Joseph, when he goes, because you're pregnant, won't leave you here alone. And you won't have to be here for the gossip when the gossip unfolds.
Protective.
How like our God that he would even use a political figure declaring a census so that he can impress the people by the number of people he has counted. And not only that, that census was in order to build his coffers because it was in order to tax the people. Again, it was through something that seemed horrific to a group of people was actually used to orchestrate God's hand in behalf of getting Mary and Joseph there so he could protect Mary and protect Joseph. How beautiful is that? Mm-hmm. Isn't that sweet?
When you were talking about the overshadowing, I just visualized just gentle.
Yeah.
You know,
it's so
soft.
Sweet. Yeah. The other thing that really blessed me is that that God was very specific and what he communicated to Joseph. When God has a plan, God does not hide his directives. And I want to make that clear because I think oftentimes we think, you know, well, he doesn't do that. And I'm like, oh, yes, he does. He's very, very clear. And we have to be like Joseph and Mary. Joseph and Mary both were very obedient, and we talked about that. They were obedient immediate, but they were obedient in long term. And the specifics I listed out, like literally he identified and let Joseph know, okay, here's your family line. And so he's letting them know, I know where you come from, but I'm also letting you know where you're going. Mm. And he gave him the command, you will marry, it's my child. And Joseph obeyed that. He pointed out that the baby came from his spirit so that there would be no doubt for Joseph. He actually told him, it's my son. Mm. Don't mess with him. And he told him specifically it was a boy. God told him specifically the name, Jesus. God told him that Jesus means God saves. And the baby will be the savior of the world for their sins, that he would be the one who saves. Mm. God so specifically made it very clear what he wanted Joseph to do. The other thing was is that he allowed the proclamation happen many years before. And so he so wanted people to understand his work. He allowed the communication to happen over time so that the people could be meditating on it and waiting for it and thinking about it so that they could have hope in a time of unrest. So that the hope would build in such a way that they would be hungry for that intimate relationship he longed with them. How much our God loves us. Mm-hmm. He loves us so much. That's the reason why John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him will not perish or have, and will have everlasting life. Mm. We are loved. You are loved. So beautiful. Any thoughts on the things that I just shared? You good? All right.
I think that was pretty good at summing it up.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So what do we learn about Joseph? Let's talk on Joseph.
He's obedient.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That he just, like we talked about in one of the previous episodes, like that he just obeyed.
Did you just say obeyed?
Obeyed immediately. And he had this dream, and he was just like, okay, this is what I have to do. You know, like for Mary, you know, she knows that she's a virgin and all of a sudden is pregnant now. So she very obviously, without a shadow of a doubt, she's like, God's involved with this, obviously. Yeah. And then Joseph, he has every reason to doubt. Mm-hmm. He literally has every reason to doubt. And then it's not, and then it's a dream that this happens in. So it's it's just amazing that he immediately was just like, okay, God, I believe you. I believe that this is you. And I'm going through with this.
Mm-hmm. I love it too that he protected Mary. You know, he was caring enough to, they're engaged. Most women are stoned if they commit adultery, but no, he protected her. He took her away as God told him to do, the obedience, but he cared about her. He was even thinking about secretly divorcing her.
Mm. Yeah, before God ever
intervened. Yeah, so.
He has a good heart. That's good why God heart. Chose him, yeah. Okay, so before the show, I said there was something I really wanted to share, and Grant just kind of tied in. And so kudos to Grant for helping me pull this in, because I wanted to make sure I didn't forget it. Adam Clark commentary had a beautiful phrase that I wanted to share, and he said that Mary was conscious of her own integrity, and she was confident, strong confidence in God. So despite all that what other people would say, she knew she had not done anything wrong, and she remained conscious of her own integrity and the strength of God. And we were discussing the fact in between the shows, that's something that's critical for us to remember. That's something we need to look at that as a role model, so that when you feel that your character is attacked, or when you feel you know you have not done anything wrong, you have to stay confident and conscious of your own integrity and the strength of God's character, the confidence mm-hmm. in God's mm-hmm. character. Those are important to have. Okay, so what else can we learn about Joseph? Was he a man of action?
Yeah, he immediately did it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Was he a man who listened?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How do you think, how important is listening to those that maybe we're betrothed to, but listening to God?
Very important.
Okay. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And here we see a man that I would put in the category as a gentle responder in how he listened.
Mm-hmm.
And he's an active responder. Mm-hmm. Okay. Some of the things that I put down is that when Joseph was obviously a man that was trustworthy. Just think about how trustworthy he had to be, that God said, I'm going to let that man, and how he is a carpenter. And we have learned in our trips in Israel that most likely that's a stonemason would have been called a carpenter. Culturally, they don't have a lot of wood in Israel.
Mm.
It would be stones that they would have used to build their homes and their tables and their chairs. And
more
that's
of a construction thing than
right.
we think of when we think
with
carpenter.
Right, mm-hmm. yeah, more along those lines. And so, but he was so trustworthy that God said, okay, he's the one. Because I can let him raise my mm-hmm. son.
We're back to the heart of man.
Yeah.
You know, God sees our heart. So.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. So quickly, we have about 45 seconds. Give us some quick things on Mary. What do you learn about Mary?
She's very brave.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. she's very brave.
Yeah, I was going to say confident.
Mm-hmm. Confident.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, immediately obedient.
Immediately obedient.
Faithful.
Faithful.
Also, like, thoughtful, because when, like, the verse almost seems, like, out of place to me, but the part,
where
like,
she?
It's not, but it says, and Mary treasured up all these things in her heart, meditating
mm-hmm.
on them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, like, just the fact that, like, however that happened, whatever that means, it was so significant that it warranted its own
mm-hmm.
verse in the Bible, like... Something cool happened there that I feel like we're not getting the whole story of. But.
She held things sweet mm. and deep.
Mm.
God bless.